Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Am I excited for today's show? You bet your kick-ass I am. Today, modern wellness coaching isn't just about fitness. Health and wellness coaching is an evidence-based approach and set of skills that empowers individuals to tap into their own inner source of motivation to restore and preserve health and well-being. So, when we think of a coach, we tend to imagine a person with a whistle and a clipboard barking orders while we sweat through intense fitness drills. But a wellness coach is much more supportive and compassionate than that outdated caricature. And their coaching goes well beyond physical fitness. Now, modern wellness experts understand that wellness is holistic. Emotions, stress, work issues, relationship problems, and financial challenges can all derail our efforts to live our best lives. For example, financial worries can drive someone to compensate with unhealthy food, making it harder to lose weight. Coaching as a career is trending, and many people find hope and direction to fuel their goals through a health and wellness coach's guidance. Now, a good wellness coach helps their clients identify and address whatever may be holding them back. So, today on the show, we're going to find out what is holding us back from living our best lives. And we're talking to our amazing Kick-Ass Radio guest, Danny V, who is helping women become healthier in mind, body, and soul. It's her superpower. Danny is a qualified personal trainer, health and wellness coach, and a mindset mentor. And she takes a holistic and intuitive approach to online fitness, diet, and nutrition coaching. Now, nothing makes Danny happier than watching women embrace body positivity, learning to love themselves, and becoming stronger, smarter, and more empowered. It's the best thing ever, and it's what drives her personal and professional passion. Now, Danny's main focus is helping her clients build positive, kick-ass, run-the-world attitudes. Now, when women arm themselves with a strong, powerful mindset, then healthy exercise and nutrition choices just come naturally, and their confidence and self-esteem soars. Now, Danny is a mother, a mistake maker, a risk taker, and because of this, she's forever learning, changing, and evolving. She draws on and uses all her experiences, knowledge, and skills to support her clients and their goals with a caring, loving, and an empathetic approach. So get into a comfy posse, kick back, and get a good dose of feel good, because here today, it's going to be the ultimate story of how small changes can lead to big lifetime changes. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied industries, and I tell you how it is. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glowgetter. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today all over the globe. Stay safe and have a fantastic day or night shift. And this might also be a good time for a trigger warning that today's radio show does and may contain some adult language. Let's kick on. Hello, Danny, and welcome to Kick-Ass Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for that incredible introduction, Jo. That was amazing.
Firstly, thank you for coming on the show and for sharing some of your valuable time with us today. Now, I know you're super busy, but I also know we're all going to enjoy your company and get some welcome advice. So let me just say that I really admire your passion and commitment and the enormous effort of work you have been doing in the space of empowering women and their health and well-being. So to kick things off, tell us a little about your own journey, your story, and how you came to pursue a career as a personal trainer first and now into being a health and wellness coach.
Yeah, sure. So I became a personal trainer when I fell pregnant with my first child. She's now almost 14. And I guess that's came from a place of when I fell pregnant, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do a change of life. I was actually running a really successful piano teaching business before that. And I did that. I was doing that from when I was 19 years old. So I was still ran that for many years when I started the personal training. And I really wanted to find a place where I could take my children. I was married to an emotionally and mentally abusive man back then. And I just needed to find a safe place where I could have my kids, which I couldn't take them to school to the piano lessons. And so then I started the boot camps and I ran them, and very, very quickly I ran. Found out that it's not just the physical fitness. So they needed the emotional support, they needed the mental health support. And I just love studying. So I just went, well, I need to go do something. So I went and studied my neuro-linguistics programming. And that was about 10 years ago now. It was quite a long time ago. And I just started implementing that, just even in being able to coerce with my clients and things like that. So back then, like when I started out, I was a $10 boot camp girl. And then it morphed into like 12-week memberships. And now it's just an ongoing membership that people join. It just depends on what level they want to be a part of that side of my business. And then when I started coming into the empowerment coaching was probably, it was triggered when I left my ex-husband. And I was just in a complete hole of no self-worth, no self-respect, not accepting anything about myself. And I went through such a journey, it would be the word, like such a journey of finding myself again. And I just didn't want other women to go on such a hard journey. So I really dug deep into studies again and really started shifting to that side of empowerment and stepping into your confidence and not being afraid to be who you authentically are. And that's where I've come to where I am today. And it's actually really funny, Joe, because just in the past 12 to 18 months, I've been through that journey again of up leveling out of like little bits of lack of self-worth that were coming up and just letting go of that. But it happened quicker because I knew the processes of what I teach my clients.
And we all go through that, Danny. So don't think you're ever alone in that. And look, I've had the pleasure of knowing you now for a couple of years through various women networks, and also this year sitting alongside you in a panel discussion. I've seen you bloom and grow, and especially grow not only professionally, but also in your business. Like we've seen that grow tenfold in the last 2 years. So congratulations on your excellent
Thank you so
achievements.
much. Thank you.
And continuing on the accolades, you've also got a couple of other special feathers in your cap. Namely, you've won a few awards, such as the Gold Ozmumpreneur Award for Wellness and Wellbeing. What was involved in taking home the crowning glory of that? And what other awards have you been honoured to claim? Because we know winning awards builds credibility, but it also reinforces the fact that you have overwhelming positive support and community feedback. So that's a great acknowledgement and an achievement.
Yeah, definitely. So that's what that wellness and well-being gold that I won. It was just an application that we had to answer a lot of questions about our businesses and answer about our passions and why we were doing what we were doing. And then through that process, you become a finalist and then you get interviewed. And I was blessed enough to receive the gold last year, and I was actually a finalist in two of those awards this year as well. And I actually spoke, I was an opening speaker on the masterclass day at that conference this year as well. So it really gave opportunities to help women even more, which was really exciting for me, and step into that next level of creating change in this world.
And look, your success is the result of your hard work and efforts and your fearless spirit. So you earn these awards and accolades, and they should always remind you of your dedication and giving your best always. So congratulations again
Thank
for
you so
that.
much, Jay.
Now, can you define what a health and wellness coach is, and what are the benefits of having a health and wellness coach?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can define what it is of what I do, because I know there's lots of health and wellness coaches out there, and they don't
Sure.
do. I actually don't think there's anybody out there that what does what I do. So what I do in my coaching is that I have a initial call with whoever comes into my community, and I really work out what they need, and I work that out through all of the studies that I have done in the past, but also like I've got a great intuition of what you need, and that's what I'll be able to give you. And then for me, I support people through their mindset, which is number one, because if you don't have a strong mindset, if you don't have a healthy mindset, you're not going to keep on going with the other things I help you with. And then also with nutrition, I actually work with gut health because that again coincides with your mindset. So if you have a really great gut health, then you have a really great mind as well. And then the movement and the fitness is last. It's the last thing that we work on, because once we have a really strong mindset and a really strong way of fueling our bodies, then we can move our bodies the way that we want to. I also do a lot of empowerment coaching and like leadership coaching as well. So authenticity and leadership and standing up with confidence when you're being a leader and being a fair leader as well. So in that health and wellness side, it's more like health and wellness and leadership.
And I think the most common stumbling block is people's own perceptions of themselves and change, the adaptability to change. So a health coach, say, or what you're doing, you can assist us by setting goals, by assessing our current stage of transformation and the actions that we need to take. And it's all about self-awareness, isn't it? So you being the health and wellness coach, you simply guide us through the process of putting the puzzle pieces together for ourselves. So you determine how to make the changes that will benefit our lives.
Becoming aware of your thoughts and your actions, and becoming an observer of who you are, that's how you can change. Until you're becoming an observer, you can't change.
Yep. Keeping us accountable, encouraging us, and non-judgmental support, which is a number one. That's the best kind of support that you can provide. I think it's about what works and what doesn't when it comes to achieving our objectives and our goals within our own personal health and well-being there.
Absolutely.
So you're well known on the wellness scene. So what challenges did you face, and what are some important lessons you've learnt on your journey?
There's been a lot of challenges. I would say I have found acceptance from others really challenging. I'm so giving. So when I meet someone and they're kind to me, I bring them into my world and I want to support them, but it's not always returned. So that's been really tough for me, really tough with me in the business world. And I guess on the other side, the lesson has been just still be true and authentically to myself, but just be aware of, you know, what other people can be like along the way. So everyone's not as giving as me. So that was a really huge lesson for me in business. And also a big challenge for me was being in the business side of things is keeping track of my finances and being an actual strong businesswoman in my boundaries. So with clients, you know, if they didn't pay, I'd be like, oh, that's okay. But then really realizing that if I don't respect myself, then they can't respect me. And in turn, they can't respect themselves. So it's like this domino effect. So learning to set boundaries straight up and keeping to those boundaries as well has been a really big lesson for me along the way.
And great advice to pass on as well. We all need those healthy boundaries, and we need to stick by them or within them.
Tell
us how your approach of health and wellness coaching is different to the others. And I think we might have touched on that, but we might just expand it a little bit further.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm very, very holistic in the way that I approach things. So every person that I work with gets a different approach because every individual is different. So I always start with your mind, but we might just be working through some limiting beliefs. So we might need to work through all of the emotions that need to be released to move to the next level. We might be working through just your stuckness and creating better habits. So you have these really bad habits and you don't know how to get out of them. And then we work through creating better habits. So that's where I start with the mindset. It's very, very different to a lot of health and wellness coaches because they don't have that sort of intuition and the studies behind them to be able to support their clients. And then with my nutrition, I don't give my clients a plan. I let them create their own plan. So I guide them and I watch what they are eating and drinking and whatever that is. But then we also create a mindfulness around eating. So when they're eating, they become mindful that, you know, some foods might not be fueling their body really well. So why have it? And some foods are fueling their body really well. So they'll have more of that. And the reason why I do that is because some superfoods actually can make you feel sick. Like, and I always use the example to my clients that goji berries are like a superfood, but I get the worst tummy cramps every time I eat them. Mm-hmm. So if I'm being mindful, I'm not going to eat them, am I? Because it doesn't make me feel good. and it doesn't make me feel good about myself afterwards. So always going back to self, I'm always going back to self. And then with movement, I really go back to self, because for me, I love lifting heavy. I love doing really hard workouts. But a lot of my clients like to do body weight or maybe yoga or something like that. So that's what we're going to do, because that's what suits their bodies and their needs.
And I think most importantly is the skills you have is the skills you have as a coach is to be able to guide people to sustainable habit change in which Absolutely. You successfully have proven is your jam. So in hindsight, you're just the outer teacher guiding us towards deepening our relationship with our own inner teacher, really our physical sensation,
Absolutely.
Our emotional state and our intuition. So in the end, it's your own body that shall be your ultimate teacher to determine what's healthy for you. Like, as you said, you let your clients decide what their meal plan is or what they're going to eat. So you're handing that accountability back over to the client, aren't you?
And your body knows. Your body is your unconscious mind, so it knows what you need. Yeah.
And I can attest to that, because like at my age, you know, going through menopause, there's so much now in this stage of my life that my body just doesn't tolerate, and I have to be very mindful of that. So it is definitely an individual thing. And what about confidence? I know you really touch on confidence. So confidence is a challenge for so many, and like there's no hiding from the fact that women can struggle with confidence issues much more easily than men do, of course. So it's time for women to overcome, you know, the old imposter or tall poppy syndrome and feel empowered to back themselves and put themselves forward. So I think the key takeaway here is don't be scared. The only thing limiting you is you, and there's no reason to be afraid to be strong, confident and bold, particularly when it comes to self-care and development.
I'm so passionate about confidence in women and self-acceptance and self-respect. That all comes in hand with that self-confidence and confidence in you internally. So not looking for that outer acceptance to have that confidence. And I guess that was like we were speaking about before, that was another big lesson for me. I was always looking for that outer acceptance to get that confidence. And it wasn't until I went in and I'm really, truly confident in who I am and what I represent that I actually started manifesting exactly what I wanted. So once you have that groundedness, you're going to attract what you want as well. So it's just this beautiful domino effect of creating your world because you're confident in who you are.
And it's obviously a good roadmap and method that you've got, because you've grown such a motivated and loyal community of women who want to feel confident and strong in their mind and bodies so that they can show up with unstoppable confidence in
Yeah.
business and their life.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's a testament to you again. As I said, the roadmap that you've set in your business and the methods are obviously working. So we'll take a little break and listen to one of our show's sponsors, and we'll be back with everyone soon.
Hey, Glowgetters, have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
Thanks for tuning back in, where we are getting our confidence on with Danny V. Danny, introduce us to your business, Danny V Coaching, and walk us through some of the services you offer and how best they can work for women.
Absolutely. So my bottom level of programming is the fitness brand, and you get so much a part of that. So you get to be a part of a community. You get to be a part of like the fitness groups with people live. So I run all of my classes live, and then they get recorded as well. So then you also get a portal. So say if you want to come to 7 classes a week, you can come to like 5 of them live with me and then do 2 recorded. And so that's a really basic program where you get me, but it's just for the fitness. And then I also do my coaching. So I have an 8-week transformation program that is life-changing, that women come in to move from body consciousness to body confidence. And then, you know, it's so many women have changed their careers. They've moved up in their career. They've started studying law. I've got one lady that started studying law, but they actually come in for the body confidence, which is just such an amazing transformation. It's the strategies that we do throughout that program that supports them. And then my high level program is my private coaching, where it's a personal journey of finding your personal confidence to be really confident in business and in life. So I work a lot with business women in that private coaching who really want to step up to that next level, but they're not really sure what that stuckness is. We discover what that is, clear it, and then they just skyrocket to what the next level is.
So in essence, all of your programs and your services, it's not about a look, shape or size. It's a combination of good feelings, peace,
Absolutely.
Awareness, energy, connectedness, understanding, happiness, freedom, and overall confidence. So what a package you provide. And being healthy is all about how you choose to care for your body, mind, and spirit. So ideally, it's when the mind, body, and environment is in a dynamic state of balance. And I think I can speak for that. I think I know I'm happy at the moment with my state of balance with my body and my mind. So it definitely all comes back to being conscious of yourself. Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Making
yeah,
smart
beautiful.
Choices. Is a big thing, and any woman can change herself in order to change the world. It can all start at that given moment with a little persistence and big dreams. So what makes you feel inspired or like your best self?
I feel really inspired doing my job. That's what makes me feel so inspired, doing my work every single day. I was actually speaking to my husband today about how, you know, I work at the moment. I'm working 15-hour days. I start at 5 in the morning, and you know, sometimes I'm working till 9 o'clock at night, and it doesn't feel like I'm working all the time. I never feel like I'm working because I'm working with all of these incredible women, and they inspire me so much every single day. So I would say doing what I do inspires me every single day.
That's excellent, and that you know, that comes through in what you provide, and as I said, the support and positive feedback that you get from your clients and your business growing tenfold.
Yeah, thank you.
So do you have a mantra or an inspirational quote to help motivate yourself?
Oh, so I would say my favorite quote is until you make your, so it's by Carl Jung. He's an incredible forefather of actually NLP and a psychologist.
Yep.
And he says, until you make your unconscious conscious, you're going to continue to walk through life and call it fate. And I love that. And that's what I work with my clients, and I work with myself all the time, is that, you know, we 95% of the time, so there's studies of 95% of the time after 35 years of age, we're walking around unconsciously. We're just doing everything from our unconscious mind. So until you make what's going on for you conscious, you're not even going to be knowing what you're doing. So that's would be my favorite quote. I love it.
Yeah, it is an excellent to refer to. I found one that was, there is more wisdom in the body than your deepest philosophy. So
ooh,
I think that's another
I love that one
too. Resounding to your passion and your purpose there.
Yeah.
Now, getting on to some more nitty-gritty and exciting stuff, you have just become a published author, twofold. So tell us about your book contributions and your own writing experience, and what it's all about.
Absolutely. So my first book that was published this year is called Goodbye Busy, Hello Happy. And this book is a self-inspiration, self-help book, where it really empowers the people that read it to move away from that busy, because we're all so busy. And especially I find since COVID, everybody's even more busy because nobody knows how to stop. And it's just empowering people to find the happiness and the calmness in life. And my part of that book, I really step into giving tips on how to become a thought leader in your own life. So being aware of your thoughts and shifting and changing it as you go. So I give some really cool tips about how I used to use busy as a thing to avoid my problems, and how by using these thought subjects, I guess we can call it, and moving into being really aware of my thoughts and finding calmness and just being okay to stop with my thoughts instead of ignoring them. And then my second book, which was only released 2 days ago and yesterday went to international best-selling
Yes,
book, number one on
congratulations.
Amazon, which is
Best-selling
incredible.
book. Yes.
Yeah,
It
so
is
in
incredible.
2 days that happened, and it is called Voices of Impact. And this book I am incredibly proud of. It took so much heart and soul for me to write what I wrote in there, because it's my journey from complete lack of self-worth, self-loathing, not even being able to speak up and have a voice, and how I did create that space to have a voice and really lead into my mission, which is to eradicate self-loathing in women worldwide, to create a domino effect of our world just being led by beautiful compassion and feminine energy.
And we talk, and like I've had the privilege of reading both of these contributions that you've made to both of these books. And I love the reference in Voices of Impact to authenticity, you know, and getting comfortable, being uncomfortable. You teach your clients to find the comfort in stepping out of their comfort zone and creating a life of legacy of their own design. But a good reference was about being vulnerable and sharing your story for something you thought you would never be brave enough to do. Like all healthy humans who feel emotions have masculine energy and feminine energy, and the male focusing on results, whereas the female focuses on, as you're explaining, the experience, the nurturing, the empathy, and
compassion.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing I wanted to point out, which I loved in about that one, was there's a great TED talk that I come across earlier in the year, because I actually done a podcast episode on masculine and female energy, and the TED talk's by Michelle Miller. And it's called We Need to Restore Femininity. And if you have the time, I encourage everyone to go to YouTube and look that up and listen to it, because it's a great story and a great explanation of finding and utilizing that feminine energy more so.
I'm just finding that beautiful balance, you know, because
yes.
As a businesswoman, you need to have a little bit of masculine energy.
Yep.
But finding that feminine energy, just that flow, is just beautiful. And bringing more of that into our world is going to bring that calmness as well.
And another thing, I think I made a note here. As I always say, it's not about influence. It's about the impact that you make and whether it's the one you want to make. So creating that feminine energy, is that all comes from the inside. You need to come back to the core purpose of being your authentic self, and that feminine, natural feminine energy will shine through, and you will project
Absolutely.
That and you will live into that energy. So absolutely great acknowledgement and great achievement on those
Thank
two
you so much.
Books. So our best on upwards and onwards and upwards in selling
you.
Lots of copies. But do you think you'll consider putting pen to paper again and doing any more book writing?
Well, you know, I think I will, but this one will be on my own. So I will be, definitely. I really enjoy the writing process now, and it's like that vulnerability you were talking about. I've never actually been as vulnerable as I was in Voices of Impact.
Yeah.
So creating that vulnerability, I really enjoy speaking and presenting and writing, because I feel that that's going to make the impact that I want worldwide.
And we'll just go back to Goodbye Busy, Hello Happy, because I made a couple of notes on that too. And I liked the reference to thought work. So your thought work is a life-changing practice. So we'll just circle back to your contribution in Goodbye Busy, Hello Happy, because I've had the pleasure of reading that too. And I wanted to highlight some great advice that you guide us on and advise us, and that's about thought work is a life-changing practice. And like I refer to that as reframing, or I've read about that as, and they talk about that as reframing, and reframing means changing your interpretation of a situation. So it's important to be aware of how we think or how we interpret situations. So if you realize you are thinking negatively, it can make your life easier and improve your mindset by thinking differently, like reframing the situation.
Absolutely.
So that is a life-changing practice. And the other one was about living into your values. And Brené Brown has some great...
Love Brené Brown.
Yes, don't we all? And there's just one of her podcasts in this year was unlocking on her Unlocking Us podcast. She talks about doubting our own selves and getting clear on our values. So that's another great podcast.
So important.
And getting into and respecting and connecting with our own values. So I just wanted to highlight a couple of those great.
Thank you so much.
Lines. And in regards to, giving yourself that self-care time and you tell us about
so important.
Journaling, meditating, implementing that thought work, shifting our language and finding that grounding practice in your day. And I think that's very important. And I only found myself doing that last year. I was introduced to a bit of Abraham Hicks meditation.
Oh, cool, yeah.
I love that. So that's my little 10-minute self-care every day. So,
yeah. And it just has to be 10 minutes too, Jo. Like that's the big thing I say to my clients because I don't have more than 10 minutes.
No.
Because otherwise then my mind will start going, oh, I've got to be somewhere. Exactly. But I know that I can immerse myself in a beautiful meditation for 10 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, no, I'm a bit of a fan of the woo-woo there now. I wasn't before,
great.
But I appreciate it now.
Awesome.
All right. So now the other thing I wanted to highlight was you've become a voice and you're now a speaker on the range of topics from showing up in your authentic voice with unstoppable confidence, body positivity and loving the body you're in. So just to name a couple of the topics. Give us a little insight into your speaker kit and what you've found empowering and inspiring about speaking.
I really feel like speaking's my jam. So I feel really comfortable on the stage. I feel really comfortable in front of an audience and sharing my voice and my story, and then also tools to support them in whatever it is I'm speaking about. So if you're speaking about authenticity, I do really dig deep into feminine and masculine energy and authenticity, because finding that balance and understanding that it doesn't mean that you have to be female to have feminine energy, and it doesn't mean you have to be male to be, so really educating people around that type of thing. I love the education. And then body positivity is such a huge thing in our world right now, and I find it's really important to understand that respecting everybody at every size. So if someone's small, don't judge them because they're small. If someone's big, don't judge them because they're big, because everybody's got their own story, and finding your inner calmness. So it always comes back to self, no matter what I'm talking about. Even with my leadership coaching, it always comes back to self, because to be a really incredible leader, to find that, you need to find that self-acceptance and self-respect within yourself before you can lead others. So I am really passionate about speaking about that, coming back to self and finding what is good for you. And I always throw in a bit of a process and put everyone into a bit of a meditation and just create massive change. And every time I do a workshop or a retreat type of thing in the corporate world, I really love to just throw in a fun process that's going to shift and change at that moment.
And like supporting women's health and well-being is arguably more critical in 2022 than any other time in recent memory. The stresses of life, busyness as the word you use, combined with disruption to work and, our leisure routines, it's impacted families and communities, work-life boundaries, like worldwide. So engaging incredible women speakers to share their expertise and insights on every aspect of health and well-being packs a punch of empowerment. Even though our stories might not be similar, I believe as women we all share a common bond, and that is to live authentically, live a life on purpose, and be a part of community. So what about some other projects now? You got anything lined up? Where are you in your life and business journey, and where next for you?
Right, next for me. So I'm really looking forward to doing more speaking and going more national to start with, is to just really impact the world. I really want to live out my mission, Joe. I want to impact the world and eradicate self-loathing in every corner that I can. So I'm really passionate about that. And then also I am taking on more clients next year in my coaching program. So I'm actually offering my 8-week program one extra time. So usually I only offer it twice a year. Next year it's going to be three times a year, and also overnight retreats next year. So I'm really super excited about that. So they will be coming next year, and I've got a 1-day retreat at the very end of this year to really manifest and find calmness and clarity for what our 2023 is going to be and who you're going to be in that 2023. So that's going to be at the end of this year as well. So that's probably the biggest thing this year, and then everything else is building and building for next year.
And that sounds fantastic. So what we'll do is we'll put your links to your website and your social media links up on the show notes. And if anyone wants to reach out to Dani and follow up on her products and her programs and her retreat, you can go through the links to make contact with Dani. So is there anything else or any other special offers you'd like to share with the listeners at all, Dani?
Yeah, Joe. So I would love if you even want to slide into my DMs on social media. So I'm just Denny V Coach on social media, and just ask me a question or say hi. You heard the podcast, and tell me something like your biggest takeaway from this would be awesome. And then if you do want to dig deep into something that's going on for you, I'd love to offer everybody a 30-minute call with me. And it's just a complimentary call where they will get two tips of whatever it is that you're working on. So if it's body confidence, we're going to work out two things that you can walk away with that you can start working on after that call. So I want to impact the world. So if that's something that will help you, please contact me, and there's no obligations afterwards.
That sounds great. Thanks, Danny. It's been a great
Thank you.
conversation and one that sometimes more often than not entered into quite so liberally because we all still have those limiting self-beliefs. As I said, we'll put your links up on the show notes and on our website for anyone wanting to reach out to Danny. Head to her website at www.dannyv, that's DannyVee.com. Take care and stay safe, Danny. We look forward to catching up with
You too, Joe.
you early in the new year to find out how it all finished up in 2022, and we'll wrap it up. We'll leave the listeners with another little affirmation that I'd like to leave with them this week. And it's there's a reason Danny's speaking engagements revolve around confidence and being your best self, because Danny herself thrives to be her best self each and every day.
Wow. Thank you so much, Joe. That's beautiful. Thank you.
All right, that's it, folks. Health and wellness coaching is an approach that creates a partnership between a health and wellness coach and you, the coach individual. This coaching partnership aims to empower you to take a leading role in your own health and well-being as it fits your values, preferences, and the context of your life, and it will ultimately allow you to reach your health and well-being related goals and vision. So engaging a health coach such as Danny V helps you design a health and wellness plan that works for you. You and your coach will create a personalized health plan that will take you from where you are currently to where you want to be with your overall health and wellness goals. Need a little help with self-care and a boost of resilience to move forward? How about a boost of motivation and inspiration? That's what it's all about. Igniting that driving force to change, improve, or simply feel better. Reach out and get in contact with Danny V, who is helping women all over the world recognize their inner power and stand in their truth while living a full life of unstoppable confidence. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on this episode and Danny V in the show notes or on my social media pages. Be sure to tune in again next week where we are chatting to another amazing kick-ass woman making waves. Reach out and follow me on Kick-Ass Women or Jo Sainsbury's social media pages if you haven't already. And I would love to really hear from you guys. So show some love to Kick-Ass Radio by leaving a review on BBS Radio Network at Kick-Ass Radio. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast to get the latest episodes sent directly to you. Well, that's it. That's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and, well, keep in touch. Poscoms. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow-getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Joe Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.